Each instrument offers the improvising musician the opportunity to craft an individual voice. It's a process that involves a million choices made along the way. The piano, which gives the artist control over melody, harmony, and rhythm all at once, may offer the broadest range of possibilities, or at least that's how it seems when you hear an artist like Joshua Kay take you inside his craft, as he did the other day. We talked about the process of finding your own voice.
I think it happens pretty automatically, but you're trying to make the music that you want to hear, and in that process, you're connecting with your own tastes of what you like and what you want to hear. Trying to make sure that you're looking for something that really resonates with you on an honest level, as opposed to, oh, this would be cool or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you search for those things in the music that really move you on an honest level, those end up shaping your musical personality. And that really becomes what your musical voice is. So I think it happens automatically.
It isn't as if you wake up one morning having made that conscious decision.
No.
You've been deciding all along the line, I like this, I don't like that.
Right. Yeah, we just gravitate towards those things that we like, and they become part of us.
Well, one of the things when you're learning, you know, when you're still getting your chops together, is that you have any number of examples that you could just flat out imitate. This is what Oscar Peterson did. This is what Bill Evans did. That's not really the answer, is it? It can be helpful along the way.
It's helpful along the way, but yeah, that's not going to be the end result. But yeah, it's part of the process is, you know, I don't know if it's imitation, but certainly learning the music that they did, or maybe even out of curiosity, trying to attain a sound that they had in a certain part, see if you can do it. You know, you stumble across, oh, wow, that sounds really good, and that becomes something that you do more often.
I think, at least for a lot of musicians, imitation in the early stages is a big part of it.
Absolutely. And imitation or is it just learning the music, you know? It's kind of, it's a blurry line. Because
mm-hmm.
at some point, you're just learning the song, you know? Are you imitating or are you just learning?
Yeah. As you get to the point where you sort of know who you are as a musician, does that sort of elevate the whole process of performing or becoming a musician? You know, that does that sort of boost a kind of a self-confidence?
Well, I guess we can hope to think that we know who we are more than we did. But in any case, I think if you're searching for enjoyment in the process of the learning and the practicing and all of that, then it is going to elevate your experience, and you know, you're going to just want to spend more time doing that, and it seems like you are getting deeper into it to
mm-hmm.
some degree.
Well, since you're sitting at the Bösendorfer, let's not fail to take advantage of that fact. Can you play something for us?
Sure. Could be anything, but I'm just going to start playing and see what happens.
Thank you.
Josh, what I heard from that was you started off with those chords that you held, which became the nearness of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I wondered at what point you decided to go into that tune, because it sounded as if those opening chords kind of suggested a number of possibilities. You could have gone a number of different ways.
They sure did. And, you know, that's something as a, you know, a lot of my life I've spent playing solo piano in restaurants or in hotels. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to keep the music going, even if I haven't decided exactly what I want to play next.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, that's what it is. And, you know, we call it vamping sometimes. And then, of course, I'm thinking, well, I'm in the key of F here. I was thinking of actually playing another tune that I, an original tune in the key of F. And then I thought, yeah, I really like the nearness of you. I think I'm just going to play a little of that.
Beautiful melody. I mean, but, and each time you referred to the melody, you were harmonizing it a little differently.
Yeah, that's just comes from all that work back there, working on possibilities, right? All the different ways you can get around.
Do you think the piano offers more opportunities for that than most other instruments?
Yeah, I think it's the greatest one, actually, for what you can do. Basically, getting a full sound really without feeling like you have to compromise. You know, it's amazing. And some of my favorite solo pianists have been the ones who got the full solo piano sound. There's a lot of jazz guys that really didn't do much solo playing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Bill Evans was able to do nice solo work, and not as well-known Dave McKenna. Mm-hmm. It's just one of my favorites. And I almost thought about going a little bit more into a Dave McKenna style on that last tune. But yeah, he was great at just getting a very full sound at the solo piano. But yeah, it's a unique instrument in that you really can get everything you want, I think, to some degree without any other instruments.
And you refer to a couple of your influences, and that's kind of the process we were talking about as we started this conversation, the whole idea of, I like that Bill Evans voicing, I like that spirit in Dave McKenna's playing. And but it's kind of, as you become yourself, it's kind of a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah. We take things from them, and but it does become us. And yeah, it's a mix. We hear these pianists and we go, wow, I love that. How is he doing it?
Yeah, yeah.
Or she. So, you know, that's the journey. Let's figure it out. And I remember having that, you know, I moved to San Francisco after college and I started sitting in at jazz clubs and I got a job playing solo piano at Nordstrom, actually. Which eventually was my ticket out to Hawaii when they opened the Nordstrom out here. But anyway, I remember going into this one jazz club in North Beach and hearing Dick Hindman play, and I just went, oh, man, that's yeah. The sound. And it was just like head and shoulders above everything I'd heard. And it was just, that's the sound I'm looking for. How do I? I went and talked to him, and I started going to his house every week for 12 years. And I would still go, well, actually he passed away recently, but, you know, had I stayed in that area, I would have kept going to him because, you know, he had a lot of those secrets about getting that sound and, you know, a lot of those things that I wanted, so.
And that's the way a lot of those secrets get passed along, person to person.
Yeah. We seek out teachers. That's been how it's done.
Is that process going to continue into the future? Do you feel that happening? Now you're to the point where you can be a mentor to younger players.
Yeah, I have things to share, but I certainly always look for somebody to be a mentor to me. And, you know, anybody can be a mentor to us. But it was great having a teacher for that long. And, you know, if you can find people to learn from, it's a great thing. But yeah, and then sharing it with others.
Joshua Kay will perform a solo piano concert in H. Harris Atherton studio this Saturday at 7:30 p.m.